The tufre b'shinei v'zakino. He was biting his nails and he threw it. So the Gemara says, we learn from this shma mina tlas. We learn from this three things. Shma mina mutter hitat sabayim b'chen ha-shamayit. You see, you could cut your nails. At least the Gemara, the Mishnah talk about, at least you could, not with the traditional way with scissors, but at least you could bite your nails and cut it during chalamayit. B'shma mina ein b'hem mishimiyus. It's not considered repulsive. It's not a problem about the shaktsu to bite your nails. We'll see, talk about that also today. It's the same situation. And you see from here, you could throw the nails. So the Gemara asks, Latanya, there's three things that we learned in Rebraisa in regards to nails. Hakoivran tzaddik, someone who buries them. He cuts it and then he buries it in the earth. Is called a tzaddik. Sarfan chassid, if he burns the nails after he cuts it, he's called a chassid. We'll see the difference between a tzaddik and a chassid. Zarkan rasha, but if he throws the nails, he's a Rasha. Time am I? What's the reason? So it's a kasha because he threw the nails. If he threw the nails, he's a Rasha. Time am I? Shema tavel isha oberes. Maybe a pregnant woman will walk over the nails with tapil isha. Tapil isha, and she'll miscarriage. The tapil isha be mirasha shchiach. But a woman in a base marriage is not shchiach, and therefore he threw the nails. And there's no worry. That's why he did it. That's why he threw the nails. Because the women are not accustomed in a base. Akneses today we'll see what the halacha is. So that's the Gemara over here. The Gemara just continues. It happens to be sometimes women do congregate in the basic nesses. So the Gemara says, right, they would throw it out, sweep and throw it out. Keep it ishtani, ishtani. Once the nails change location from the place that they were first put down, it loses the power to cause a miscarriage. That's the Gemara in Ma'itaka. In Nida on Yud Zayin, basically the same thing, we'll just add something over here. Nida the Gemara says, the Rashbi said there's five things a person does it. Chay v'nafshay, Omer Shemir Chay, hey dvarim sha'isa isa mechay v'nafshay. He's liable for his life. V'damay b'roishay. And one of the things the Gemara lists is someone who cuts his nails and throws it to Rosh Hashanah. It is the Barnabas like Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, mitnei she'isha muberes ayvazalein. A pregnant woman will walk over umacheles. So the Gemara teaches us now, it's only where he cuts it with the utensil, like scissors or a nail clipper, then it could has the harmful effect. Only if he cuts his nails of his hands and his feet. It's only said if he doesn't cut something after. But if he cuts something after he cuts his nails, he can't cause damage. The Gemara says, we don't follow this, we're chayshish. Even if you cut just your hands, just your feet, even if you cut something after, we're chayshish, it can cause harm. So we don't, you have to be careful to avoid not to throw the nails in Rosh Hashanah, even if you don't listen. Tana Rabbana, Gimel Dvar, Nevet Tzipanai, same Gemara, Sarfan Chassid, just in different order. Someone who burns it is a Chassid, Kaivan Tzadik, somebody who buries it is a Sarfan Chassid, Kaivan Tzadik, Zarkan Rasha. So just first we'll clarify what's the difference between if somebody burns his nails and somebody who buries his nails. Why is it someone who burns his nails considered a chassid, and why is if he buries it, he's considered a tzaddik? So Taisa says, and he brings the Lekha Lamecha Shemi is Gal. When you burn it, there's no chash that'll ever become revealed. And the Aruch teaches us that when somebody burns something that comes from a human being, it causes him extra type of harm. And the person is being a Moshe Nefesh for himself. So once the serpent is a higher madrega, because there's no chash that'll ever come revealed, then a woman, pregnant woman, will walk over it. But Kaivron is a tzaddik because there is a chash that it might get revealed. How deep in the ground you have to bury it is also a shayla. We'll try to get to it. So it's a machlekes. So we'll see. The nachman is many. It's a machlekes. If you flush it, what's the halacha? We'll get to that. Hopefully. So that's we'll see that too. That's also because most of this is a lot of debate about all this. The only time the Rambam doesn't talk about any of this, and we'll just go straight to where the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samach, where it comes to Kavod Shabbos, talks about, it's actually the Shulchan Aruch and Mechaber, the Torah brings it down. It says in the Reish Samach mitzvah, you have to wash yourself on the Rag of Mechaber Shabbos, the mitzvah lachol haroish, and you have to take a shave, ulegalech etzepernay ber Shabbos, and you have to cut your nails on Shabbos. Because it's not, it's nivel, we learned from Kiseitze, it's nivel to have long nails. It's a tumah, we'll see also in the Arizal, having long nails, we'll get to that too. especially above the tip of the finger, is a nivel. It's very repulsive and it's not kavod Shabbos. Besides the problem, chatzitza from the back. So there's a lot of shaylos about cutting nails. What's the seder to cut the nails? Do people are makbid? What? There's a lot of different. If you throw it, if it's kid's nail, we'll get to a lot of the ramifications. We'll just say that we'll start with the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Uchmetel siparna." When you cut your nails, lo yitel eisan kesidron. Do not cut it straight. The yaschel b'smel b'kmitza. Start in the smel b'kmitza b'yamin be'etzba. And he says in the manik the bahaga. The smell of the Agav Yemin, how to skip. And it comes from the Abudram. The Abudram was one of the Rishayim. The Abudram, and as well as there's other Rishayim, I'll find it right now. There's a bunch of Rishayim who actually bring this Abudram down. Just one second. We'll get to Rishayim later. There's a bunch of Rishayim, early Rishayim from Ashkenaz who talk about the Seder here. One second. It's the Abudram from the Chachmei Tzervat Provincia, the Sefer Chassidim, not from Yehuda Chassid, from Reb Moshe Ben Elazar Kohen. He also says to cut the Seder. Mahzavitri says you should skip. There's a Sefer Kushis that came out from an anonymous author from the time of Rishayim. About 5-6 Rishayim who mentioned this. The Beis Yosef doesn't bring any of this. It's the Abudram. So the Abudram is really the source for the skipping. The Magen Avraham, when he talks about skipping, he says, "V'hari haya malik azeh." He says the Hari would mock. He was malik. He would mock somebody who skipped. And he would not pay attention to this at all. The chenkas of a tajbeitz, and so too the tajbeitz. In the name of the Ram Rottenberg, it says also he was not makbid to skip, but the Magen Avraham says, Miu, yesh lizar l'chadchila. Chadchila initially, you should be choishish for it. It's a rishon, and it says very dangerous things about somebody who cuts. We'll try to get to those rishonim also, about somebody who cuts consistently straight. It's very dangerous for many, many reasons. But the Arizal would mock it. I guess we'll start with this first. So the Svardim, you would think, mostly cut straight. So even by the Sfaradim, it's not so clear. In Tunis, they would skip. They would skip, but not in the order of the Abudam. They would just jump anyway, as long as you don't do a Keseder. The Chida, the Chaim Falaji, the Ben Ishchai, most of the Chachmei Sfarad, all Paschal like the Arizal, right away we don't touch it. It's a very interesting Peliyaitz, it was obviously Sfaradi. And he says, V'toiv lachla shalayla cuts the Kisidron. It's still very good not to cut it straight. Even though, he says, Shafa pisha arab ariha yamalagazah. Even though the Arizal would mock it, akapanim lai hayayisah. But he didn't forbid it. He says, U'mayichbatan lachla shadas abudram. What does it bother us to be choshish for the abudram? The abudram says it's very dangerous. You could lose children, chas v'shalom, if you a lot of very... a lot of bad things it says about somebody who cuts straight. So what he says, what's the big problem to be choshish for the Arizal? Even in Morocco and Tema, there are a lot of people still choshish to do like that Ramah, like the Abudram. The lashon of the I wanted to say, but I don't know. I want to suggest that even according to the Arizal, first of all, the lashon that he was malik, we'll see in a second. In the Shara Kavanis, it says like this: Achar kach choytech. The Arizal of Shabbos would kaitz it siparna lekavod Shabbos miyodav umraglav from his hands and his feet. It's mashma also that he had no problem doing it in one day. We'll see a lot of people mock me not to do hands and feet in one day, but obviously the Arizal was not choishish for this. And the lashon is v'haya kaitz it san kisidron. He would cut it kiseder v'loy haya choishish. He would not be worried v'loy makbed al oisei aseder aniskar b'sefer abudram. He would not pay attention for the seder that the abudram mentioned. But he doesn't use the word. The Magen Avraham says that he was malik, that he was mak. But in the Shara Kavanis, it doesn't say anywhere that he was malik. It says he was not choshish. But you find in the Sefer Kavanis from the Guri Ari, the Moshe Trinki, he says over there, he added himself, Bahaya malik. He says the Arizal wasn't good. Sort of from himself, he said that he was malik. The Rashash in his Siddur also says simply that he wasn't choshish. There's a Sefer Lekutei Ashas that's from the Ari, that the Miyuchas of the Purushim Apid Ari, that he brings a side why you should skip. which is contradictory to the Pashat Pshat Arizal that he paid no attention. So they give time off yesterday. Why to skip? I wanted to say perhaps that even the Arizal wasn't Malik on the whole Inyan of, not that the Arizal was Malik on maybe the specific state of the Abu Dhabi, but not, he wasn't Choshish to at least skip any way you want. The idea, he was a, maybe he said, you know, you don't have to follow the Abu Dhabi specific how to jump, the Bahagur with Vaga. Maybe he said, do it, just skip, but you don't have to follow a specific Seder. Why? Because the only time you ever find, I think you find in the Arizal that he was mocking something, you find it in regards to the Hashkava. There's the Hashkava that we do after an iftar. The Arizal says that the Ben Ishchai and Rav Palam, he says that even though the Arizal was Malik on the Hashkava Aruches, and the long Hashkava, he said, why are you making such Hashkava? Every person that dies is not going to be Sadik. Relax, don't give extra titles, relax. So he was Malik on it. So the Ben Ishchai says, even though he was Malik, he didn't come to be Mevatel at Lagamri. So even over there where he used the terminology Malik, the Ben Ishchai wanted to say, he wasn't Malik on the idea of the Chlal, he was Malik on the specific thing. So perhaps the Arizal that was not Choshish for the Abu Dhabi, he was not Choshish for the specific order. But if you want to jump around, jump around. The Rashban, Shlomo Shik, from like 150 years ago in Europe, he's very sharp. He says about this Magen Avraham that the Arizal was Malik with Makir. He says, Vani Ma'idi. My whole life, he says, Zayar Lachka Relidrash Achakol Midig Minig Yisrael. I would investigate and research every minig of the Yidden. Ki Ne'monim Divrei Rashba. He says, the Rashba's famous words that even the Minagim of the Nashim Skenis, we have to be very careful not to make a mockery out of it. Very sharp, he writes, Vlazaisi says, Toma Ani Alari. I'm Tom, Tomea Nalri, Shahir Rishon Shekibal Kol HaShmuis. He was the first who accepted all sorts of Shmuis from the Chachmei HaKadmonim. And when it comes to Chatichas HaTzipranayim, they say he was Malaglik. So he's very sharp about why, supposedly, that the Sefer Kanvos writes he was Malag on it. Rabbi Kiri Yosef Schlesinger, in his Shubus, he brings the Rama, he brings the Magen Avraham, and he says, Da, Ke'inyin Zeh Hunistaris. The whole idea is the Inyan of Nista. There's no real Svaris to it. We can't be Machriyav Zeh. Even the Magen Avraham, after he writes the Arizal was Malag, he says, the Chatchila, you should be careful. He says, Venera, Kivan the Mekar Shal Arma. Since the Ramah is Mekarish from the Abu Dhabi, and in the Abu Dhabi it says not that it's a Sakana, so Chamir Sakanta, Meisura, and you should be Choshish. And he says, we find this in the Ali Rabbah, that even though the Arizal was not Choshish, but since you know we're not on that level, so we should be careful. They say over that a Bacher from Sanz came to the famous Tzaddik Rishmul Aaron Miller, who was the Abbez in Lvovo. He came to him to get a Heter Hira. And the Bachur was a very big Talmud Chacham, but he wasn't known to be the greatest Yir Shemayim. So the Rav asked the Bachur if he learned Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim B'Chashabbos. He said, yes. He asked him, how you know when you cut your nails? He said, he told him, Kisidron Shalai Kisidron. He says, I cut it Kisidron straight. He said, but the Ramah says you should skip. So he said, the Magen Avraham says that Arizal would mock it. So he told him, Shmuel Aaron told him, to the Ari HaKadosh Mutar L'Halig Al-Minig. Ach lo yata, but not you. The Magen Avraham himself, after he brings this Arizal, he says, Umiyu Yesh Laz Lechatchila. After this discussion, he didn't want to give him a Heter Hira. The Yitzhak Isaac from Kamarna, the Holy Kamarna, in his Shulchan Atar, he says very aggressive. He says, Mutu Litzal Tzepayim Kisidron, you could cut it straight. Zeh Acher Zeh. Ve'ein Zeh Ela Divrei Havolim Shal Torah. Ve'ein Kan Chashash Klal. Kivot Shemaron Ha'ari Ha'yamalag Azeh. Let's be chashash klal. The Ari was makid. There is no reason to be makid in this at all. Like the Birka, like the Chida says, chashid. And he says, and what they bring from the Ari, from the Lukut Ari, that there was some sort of a pshalach piyasai, he says, oh, baloney, it's all narishkai. The Pnei Menachem from Ger, in his Sefer Shuli HaGilyon, he brings a Shulchan Atar that says, the Shulchan, the Kamara writes, it's Hevel Shal Torah. So he writes, the Hevel Shal Torah, he davar gadol. His Hevel of Torah is a very great thing. He says the Ramah writes to do it in the name of Abu Dhabi, and that's how I learned from my father. Pnei Menachem's father was the Imre Yemes.
Yes.
From the Imre Yemes. And the Magen Avraham brings this from the Ari, and he says you should be chavchila. So therefore, he says we should be makbid, you should be careful. At least don't do two nails one after another. And actually, the Rishonim are the Aruch Haschayim, Aruch Zavitri, Shvilei Emunah, Kolboy, Sefer Chasidim, Pelazer, Ben, I forgot his father's name, and the Sefer Kushis. Now we'll just talk about There's so much we'll talk about it, but the etzem idea, we'll just go quickly. The etzem idea of having what's nails and what part of the nail is kedusha, what part of it's tumah. So the Chaim Vital has a whole discussion that we know that the chet etzadas, the levush of a person was tufra. And once they tzadas, these are the remnants of after the chet, whatever is grows past the skin is yainik from the tumah. So that's why we're careful to whatever grows to cut it off. And there's a chash for tzitza. So if you look through a lot of the Guri Ari, Tamidi Ari, Sheikhet, so very Sheikhet for a mile, these are all interesting shaylos that what to do, how to take care of it. These are all, I don't think we'll get to everything, but these are all related. Someone who grows his nails, whether it's from his hands or his feet, they say it's a big oinish, a big terrible thing. The lashonis here is avoyin pleili. Someone who does it, and somebody who does it, chashash for nitilas yadayim. It could be about the shaktsu. The Rishon Lakish just says someone who grows his nails in Yaris Tvash, he has a drush. He says that it's chashash that he's a gazlan. Mayalim u'shechten that need to grow their nails have to be careful not to grow longer than too long, because it could be a problem with the filth. Chatzitza also. And the Peliyot says, he addresses it, he says, v'ashoichdim shetzrich legadot, so if your name is sheichdim, needs to grow his nails, u'mishu avol v'aminan ov, if it's an avol, yizar l'chati tatit, make sure you clean away the filth that's under it, and to make sure it's always clean, so it shouldn't be a problem. The Baba Sali was makbir also on Tzipur Naim, obviously to always have it cut. We'll see a lot of all the tzaddikim, how they were so careful never to have the nails grow, because it's the makar for tumah. One time, his son-in-law, who was a sheikhet, and a mayor was sitting next to him, so he saw his nails, and he says, "You're a sheikhet?" So his son-in-law said, "Yes." He said, "Also a mayor?" He said, "Yes." He said, "You know I'm a sheikhet and a mayor." He said, "What's the shayla?" So he told him, even somebody who's a sheikhet and a mayor, you have to be super careful, you have to cut the nails, leave only over a nail, thinnest of the thin to do the priya, or to the bedikah of the sakam, because he said, the gidol tzipranayim is a very bad thing, davar kashu umar lenefesh adam. Reb Avram Shlomo Kakoin, who was the risk of a dayan, who was a professional, very big umnus in Mila, he would grow his nail to do the priya properly. Once he got older, when it was difficult for him to continue in the avoida, he wasn't careful to leave over, to grow the nail, and he would cut it with the rest of the nails together. One time at night, it was a dream, and it was megalat to him his Rebbe that Rugas Abayson, Moshe Greenbelt, and he asked him, "Why did you cut your nail?" So he says, "Now I can't perform Mila. I don't need it anymore, I cut it." So he told him, "Ki afshi efshe like farli esmael, since even though you can't be a mael, we call makam toiv love leila ma'elyan, but tzimayim, at least you should know when you come to Shemayim with that nail, that you did so many mitzvahs with it, at least keep it on, keep it, take care of it, trim it, but come with a little bit, showing what all the schusim you had for the nail." Even a kain who wants to grow his nail, his right nail, his thumb nail, so he should do maliko when Mashiach comes, he has to be careful not to keep it clean. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein addresses the shayla. Someone asked him, if Mashiach comes, can he grow the nail? There were certain tzaddikim nisgavim that you saw. It's very shocking. You see a tzaddik who had long nails, doesn't make sense. It goes, can I get everything? It means, can I get everything? All the tzvarim talk about how careful you have to be not to grow nails. The shlo says, v'lim nira, the imhu megadot tzivona b'der chavelis, shemisabal al-avainas, if he's going because of the oval on his, and he's sitting on his averis, he could grow it. They say over that, the Ramay Shemar Chamilalev said over a story that he saw Rav Aaron from Bells that he didn't cut his nails. Once in a while, you would find that it was long. He said, It was not shot. I wasn't such a batla to think, well, my Rabbi did something. I never understood why, but it was never maharacher. But he said, when I saw the shloh in Yoima that some people were machmir, it was a certain tabelis in the Beis HaMikdash, then I understood pshat in my Rebbe. The zman ha-mufcher to cut your nails is obviously Erev Shabbos, so you don't come into Shabbos menuva like the Goyim says. And if someone who cuts his nails, the Archas Chaim, the Rishonim says, Yigazizu le'nei shvayim kol chavayis, he'll trim away his debt. It's a simen, it's a good omen. There's many reasons given to the reason why to cut the Siman, but we'll try to just get as many halachas in as we can. Even Bachram Yeshiva, the Imre Chaim for Vizhmitz, was very makir that the boys in the yeshiva, they walked by him. If you saw any of the boys who had long nails, he would flip out at them. He was very makir with the boy. He wouldn't shake your hand Shabbos if he saw long nails. And so too the Karen Ludovid from not Karlin, I forgot his last name, Greenwald. He also, then his yeshiva, he was makbid, very makbid that the boys, if he saw when he's doing chalukas of yayin, he saw anybody, he would not give them, he wouldn't address them. He told us Aaron also, very, very makbid. A lot of tzaddikim were very, very makbid. Parents should be careful every Erev Shabbos to make sure the children, because the children usually can't do it themselves, so you have to be mechanech them to do it. Even in Tzavah, so a lot of the Yisrael Shesh Vavoid in his Tzavah, he leaves over Tzavah to his children, please be careful to cut your nails every Erev Shabbos, and the other Tzaddikim were also left over in their Tzavahs. It was something that was so important to them that even in their Tzavah, they left over to the children to please pay attention. Shlomo from Kalim would say over, there's three things that he would Mesiras Nefesh every Erev Shabbos. To be Mavir Sedra, to sleep, and to cut your nails. The Tashi Rebbe, who also is in the Yeshiva, he would always say, Ashrei mi she'achein izeh l'kayim dvar ve'elu, midei shuvah b'shuvah. He said to be makbid on these things was a very, very big thing. The Apta Rav would say that the skula not to be nichshon the whole week in big serious averes, to make sure the nails are cut, because it's, again, it's a tumah. The yenik from the kedusha, because the etzim of the nail, the head of the nail, is considered a chaymer kodesh. As far as cutting nails at night, so there's really no makar for not to. The only makar we have that Arizal talks about is cutting here at night, because here is dinim, and cutting dinim it inspires the dinim, so we don't. At night is din, so we don't do it. It's din from dinim, but nails, there's no discussion. Some people want to say that it's related, but it could be that the reason why people didn't cut their nails at night, simply a long time ago, there was no electricity, so they're afraid they would cut it, would jump around, and you would have problems, so they simply didn't cut it. But most Paiskim today say it's fine, there's no reason, no any not to cut your nails at night. We'll get to that in a second. That comes from the Beis Yosef and Magid Mishar, that he, I'll try to jump to that in a minute, that he brings that the idea not to cut them. He says it's sakana, we'll see.
Matzah
Shabbos, so the Sakhna Rav, you should never do a Matzah Shabbos, you should be careful to do it Erev Shabbos, because you're doing two things, it's Kavod Shabbos and Nivol. But obviously if a person does not cut Erev Shabbos and you realize Matzah Shabbos has long nails, you have to cut a Matzah Shabbos, because simply because of Chatzitza, and it's not, it's Nivol and etc.
Wednesday?
What was that?
Wednesday.
So then we're going to talk about two. Wednesday you shouldn't do it because it will grow 3 days later, and Shabbos, that's why Shabbos is the primary time to do it. Erev Yom Tov we'll see also. What is that? Not really. No, it's not really Nailah, because before it starts growing, it's not covered Shabbos, and it seems like it's growing, you didn't take care of it properly.
So it says that the third day is when
the third day it starts growing, not because it's a real Isser of Nailah. It's not covered. It's also not respectful that it's starting to grow on Shabbos. You're not going to come to cut on Shabbos. Someone who bites the nails, the Chazanish used to say, because he was afraid people, he was very upset. Chazanish goes a lot of times that people who bite the nails should train themselves to put band-aids on their fingers so they don't come to chashash of biting on Shabbos. So we said if a woman, the Gemara says a woman walks over it, it could cause, God forbid, a miscarriage. And this is a davar seguli. The Rambam doesn't bring it down. Why does it cause it? The Nemuki Yesi says it's mius, it's repulsive, and it could cause her a miscarriage. And some say it's completely an inyan of chashafim. It's not. So we don't really know. We don't really know. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'yizar lebila hashlach atzabrayim ha'atzab, be careful never to throw your nails on the floor, because a woman could walk over. And he says, V'chol divri chazal nemnu ma'oid, v'heimo inyonim sugoloyim shenelma ma'asechel. We don't understand, but we believe. Rav Steinman in Parshas Nitzavim, he says, B'meshach ha'dayris ha'hester ponim ha'idach v'gadol, the hester ponim just increases. And I heard from the Chazanish, the reason we don't know from women who miscarriage because of nails, is he says that we don't know direct relation, is that's mechlal the hester upon him. We have to be very makbid on it, not to do it. Right. The Maisi, a lot of people discuss it, and that's why we'll see about the Rabbi Yechon, the Maisi, people even today could be very repulsed by it, and you shouldn't even do it in a shul. A lot of places say taka, not to do it. It's, you know, people are repulsed by it. There's a Tshuva Sefer that came out recently from Meir Leo in Israel. And he writes that he got a letter, and Rav Meir Klein wrote to him about a situation, a tragic situation, that somebody opened up a mikvah for men, and the whole beginning of the week, his wife would come to clean, make sure to wash the towels, and at the end of the week, whatever it was. And one Erev Shabbos, after a few minutes before the locking of the mikvah, the Baal Mikvah remembered that he bought a nail clipper for the public, for Zikar Rabim. He ran to his house to bring it, and he put it in the mikvah, and because of lack of time, after the last guy went to the mikvah, he was able to use it. And after Shabbos, the woman came to clean the place, and 2 days later, she had a miscarriage. So he was done. First of all, there's a whole shaila. If the stipler has a whole shaila, if someone can attribute it to it, if you have to pay damages for the mulberas, the stipler has a whole marach on it. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky once asked, "Who's Yosef Garua, Bachar, who rips off pieces of the wood on a shtender to use to burn his nails because he wants to be makbid, right? To burn his nails." Or a bacher who throws the nails on the floor. So he said, L'chared daim ha-kirishon, the first guy is more gerua because he's a ganav. But he said, from a certain b'mchino of musiyem as gerua, sheni b'maisa zesh l'shach ha-zipunayim, k'yal deizem, if vata bacher es chayser, he's showing that he doesn't believe in chazal that it could cause, God forbid, a miscarriage. The sheni v'rebbe would say that, he said, since it's an inyan seguli, if a woman walks on it, that's why the Rambam didn't mention it, because Rambam doesn't bring down anything that's seguli. And that's what Rashi Yeshetner says. A lot of other places can say that's why he didn't mention it. Even in a place where there's no Yidden walking, Rav Chaim Kensky says you shouldn't throw it down because a Jew might come into that location. And what about the nails of a guy if it causes damage? So Rav Chaim says no. Rav Yashar says yes. Even but why would a guy? So there's a debate about that. The sakana is not only for the upper, it's also for the muberes. The sakana is to walk over nails. A lot of people say it's not only for a woman that's pregnant, it could be for any person. There's a zayas mashma that there's a tumah that could harm anybody, not only a pregnant woman. Even a woman, when she knows she's not pregnant, she should still be careful not to walk in a room that has nails in it. And a woman should not go over nails purposely, so she shouldn't get pregnant. It's showing that you should not do that. A woman, even if it's because of kuach nefesh, she shouldn't walk over it and say shemir shemir b'sayin Hashem. Let me know the time. Oh, so tell me, I'll get that. We'll skip. Some people want to say, Rav Chaim wants to say that even nails of animals, of birds, might be nichlal in it. But that's another discussion. For Mikra Adin, we said you could throw nails in a base medrash where women are never frequent, but today people say to be makir because people get repulsed by it, and a lot of times women do show up for speeches and whatever it is, so a person should never take it for granted. That woman won't be there. So we said midas achasidus is to, after you cut it, to burn it. And if you can't, you should bury it. So, one second. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Hayman deboyle mevi chasidus. Somebody wants to be chasid, we say lekai mili. The brach is the Baba Kama lamed, or lekai mili dinazakin. So, nothing is done. A lot of mefarshim want to say, what does it mean, should be lekai mili dinazakin? So, he should be careful that when he throws his nails out, it shouldn't cause a damage for a person. He's a chasid, be a chasid, burn your nails, because it's mili dinazakin. We find a lot of Gedei Yisrael over the years would be makbid to burn the nails, and if you want a list, we could run down the list, but lots and lots of Gedei, even till today, were makbid to burn the nails. It used to be that the Chazanish and some others would save their nails the whole year and then burn it in the chametz. But a lot of it burn in the chametz because to do one mitzvah with another mitzvah, but they say you should not do that today because you won't be careful, you leave it in a place where and it might fall, so you shouldn't do that. But the Chazon Ish and others would.
I get in trouble for saving my lulav.
That is the.
Flushing down the toilet the same as running it.
So that's it's machlekes between the poskim if it's the same. Some say you shouldn't only flush, you should not burn it because you're causing unnecessary spiritual harm to your goof. Like what is that?
Your sewer system.
I
didn't
hear you.
Your sewer system.
Your sewer. No, to your because the Aruch says when you burn something that comes from a person, it causes harm to you. And if you could do flush it, which a lot of people say is at least close to the level of chassid, some want to say Yafalev says it's just as great as burning it. So you should only flush it. And a lot of people till today, Gedolim flush. Today, Reb Chaim does burns. A lot of other Gedolim do burns.
Is there a problem to throw it on the garbage? Wrap it in?
They say you should not do that. You should not do that.
Because
stories the garbage rips and the garbage this and the garbage.
It's
moved. So even the Pekadosh says about that whole moving situation, depends where your intention was. So if it's not the last location, you know it's going to move another location. You should get rid of it, either flush it or burn it. Rav Steinman would throw it in the flush it. And lots of other gedolim until today flush it, they don't burn it. Simply because burning is not so convenient, it's hard, difficult.
Specifically,
what was that?
The sink.
The sink also is fine.
Island wants to hear about the kissing the baby, so I don't want to cut you.
I'm finished. So there's a Sefer Chassidim. Actually, the Ramaz says you should not kiss your children in shul. I think it's Sadeh Ches, Sadeh Kav, I don't remember where. And it comes from the Sefer Chassidim, so you shouldn't show more ahava to your children than to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Only children? I heard that about don't kiss anybody.
So it's Banim Kitan, the Lashon and Rama is. No, it's a valid question. It's a valid question. By the smarter they kiss, it's a big debate. So the covered rabbi
is
it's out of respect. A lot of times you kiss after Aliyah, they kiss the hands out of respect. It's not the chavivus for a child that you know you can kiss a child. So I'll just go in order the way this was written then, the way I wrote it then. There's a safe biography about Rabbi Mitzliach Mazuz, and his son writes, we'll start like this and we'll work our way. How many more minutes? No, we'll run. So he says, I don't remember, he says, ever that my father gave me a kiss. Even though I would prepare chidushin when I was a kid, I can't remember ever my father gave me a kiss, except one time when I was six, I said a chidush. I was all sick, and he gave me a peck. And he brings a raya from Yaakov, you know, that kissed his grandchildren, Menashe Ephraim, but we don't find that he kissed his sons. And even Yosef, after not seeing him for 22 years, we don't find that he kissed him. The Ma'aseh Rashi says the reason why Yaakov Avinu didn't kiss him is because he was reading Kriya Shema. And we find another reason in the Kal Rabasi, the why didn't he read him? Because he was afraid if he sinned, whatever it was. But maybe if not for those reasons, he would have kissed him. And the Ramban over there is Mashma that he understood when they were boich on each other, the Yaakov did kiss Yosef, sort of.
Not sure.
What was that? Not sure. We'll get to it in a second. So they said that's exactly what they said. The Derech Eretz Zuta, the Gemara says, "Have Ritzencha Ritzencha Vechem Ritzencha Shemayim." Remove your will for the Tzen Shemayim, because we find Yaakov didn't kiss Yosef. Derech Eretz Zuta says it. So it's mashma, the whole meniyah that he didn't kiss him was to be kovish as Yetzer, not to show kavyachal that he has more love for his son than he has for Hashem. That's what the Derech Eretz Zuta said. I wanted to say a remez, the Tilim says, Nashku var pen yena pesag du derech. Nashku var can mean you should kiss your son, pen yoyv du derech. Maybe he's going to, you know, you have to show him affection. So the Ramah writes, you should not kiss your children in shul, because there's no love like the love of the makav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll just run that quickly list to see that there's takabik tzadikim who did not kiss their children ever. There's Yisrael Church Vavoida, he writes in Sava, Bonayahu.
In shul, right?
Or no, anywhere. Any, ever.
Anywhere.
Ever. It's a difficult concept. He says, Bonayahu vai, may Daniel Natsmi, I testify myself, Afshayuli Bonim Rabim, I had many children, Achlezi, Lofizi, the Gadlam Kulam. I wasn't fortunate to be Gadlam Kulam, Laina Shakti, Echad Mehim, Ma'olam. I never ever kissed them, Laina Kakti, I sell Zarimel, never held them, Laina Hakti, Imam Besich, Batel, I never chit chat with them.
Maybe you don't like it.
He was very careful. We don't can't relate to this. He says no siba betul Torah, but when saying yes, misichas iladim, b'divrei shtus v'chachmas kesichlas v'chol rega agar adam zam misal sheishal v'divrei that bomb. He says, I don't know, we can't relate to this, but they say the Baal Shem Tov also, he never kisses children, chavetz chayim, he never was mechabek. They say never mechabek, never hugged, never patted, never kisses children. Recently, I met an individual who worked from the grandson of chavetz chayim that. He was playing, the grandkids were playing outside, and he grabbed one of his grandkids and he picked him up and kissed him. He said, Akash Baruch, I promise you, I love you more than I love my grandson. Yeah. But his children, he didn't. Shal Salanter, when he parted from his son, he didn't kiss him. And when one of his people asked him, I don't know, his Hanaga, he says, Einach yodeh bekama kushli, you don't understand how difficult it is. Reb Simcha Zisov from Kelmi said on himself, Yamei lene shakti l'bani. Yamei lene shakti, you see. Yamel and a shakti libni, I never kissed my child. Biktanusam arenim vinim klal, the lama lanashik. If Kashabolo chalabana truka, he says that I'm kavish meitzer when I do want to give them a gishmak gift.
Father,
I'm not seeing
with another question, they would have five kids.
No, but different. Rabbi Lazar Tzifa
Kamarna, Ali Nashik, Labana
also. What is that? No, the mothers were more affectionate.
So mother was able to.
We'll see about Ritzik Gilberstein's wife in a second.
What's the reason?
Not that there was a very high level of not to. Bisacha Ber from Nadashitz, he said he never, Chassidish, Lala Chassidish, never, when they were little, when they were very small, and his children, grandchildren, he would tell them to be very careful. Rulaza from Raisha, Rafael Bar Khalidano would never kiss him. Rishaki saw Vishun, he says he never did it. Rishmul Shalka Rubin, the Lubavitcher of the Mariats, Rish Rosenblum, Yaakov Herman, the daughter of Yaakov Yosef Herman, was made. When we were young children, he never kissed us. We were in the chinuch ha'yukoy nekshim, we were so built in espashrim. Ashechnius erikshim, they suppressed their emotions. He says, but me, aniyat tzira, when I was small, once in a while, I got a little pat. Rishmul Aryeh the Levish never kissed his children. Lezer Yehuda Finkel said over, his son, Reb Nosson Tzvi said over in Avad, that he was a bachur yeshiva, when he came to yeshiva, he slept half the year in his uncle, Lezer Yehuda's house. And afterwards, he went to go live in the dorm. And a certain tkufa, after he was in the dorm, he went to America to visit his parents. And when he came back, the Rosh Yeshiva told him, come sleep by me. And when the morning he woke, opened up his eyes. He saw the Rosh Yeshiva standing on top of him. And he's waiting for him to get up. So right when I get up, he gave me a kiss. And he said, Sipuli achazesh aniza chisi, whatever no grandchild ever got from him. He ever, never, ever kissed anybody. And I got a kiss. So Yashaber Salvechik said over that his father, Moshe, never, ever never kissed him. Even when he was leaving the Varsha on the train, he was at before the war to go to Berlin. His father did not. He said my father did not kiss him. Rav Shalom Ashash, the Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein's wife, the daughter of the Yashiv, she says, someone asked the woman. She was not used to kissing her children. But other strangers who come, she would be more affectionate with them. Not, God forbid, because she didn't love the children. It's because they suppress emotions, a more stricter atmosphere, whatever it is. Rabbi Yaakov Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Klopfeld, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonovel, the Emre Yemes, also many of the...